All right, everyone, welcome to another Three Stars Podcast Half Shot. We are talking about a topic today that we've actually been asked to talk about. It is a sensitive topic. We've recorded once already, and it turned into a debate, an argument, and it is tipping. So we're going to try and dial it down a little bit to something specific, which is how do I, when I go into a bar or restaurant, determine how much I should tip?
I tip 20% and I round up. Like, for instance, today I had a $44 tab and I left them $55, which I think is generous.
And I think that going in, and I think we need to say very specifically, this is like a United States thing.
Right? I have heard that. Yes. I've never been out of the mainland.
I'm just saying like when we say this, we're saying specifically within the United States, because tipping isn't part of the culture everywhere. It is definitely part of the culture here. It is part of the culture in Canada. But we're going to say specifically for the United States, Canada. So when I walk into a bar or a restaurant, minimally, I'm already at 20%.
I start at 20. You're going to have to try real hard to get me less than that, but it is possible.
And the standard has changed over the years. It used to be, you know, 15%, then it was 18%. And really, 20% has become the standard.
That's the standard.
And I think that it is important for me that when I'm walking in, I'm expecting a certain level of service for that 20%.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, 20% is not necessarily going to be the most outstanding service I've ever had. Because at 20%, like if I'm getting outstanding service, I'm going up immediately.
And depending on the circumstances, if I have the cash flow, yes, I like to be a generous tipper.
Right. Yeah. And honestly, like that's definitely a thing, right? It does depend on how much money you have
depends
and how much money
the week,
you
depends
can
on how fucking
afford.
Broke I am. Yes.
Right. I think that it's different for us in the service industry. We, you know, there's an expectation that we're going to be
inclined,
good
think.
Tippers.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm trying to get at is that people should, when they go in, they should kind of try and understand a few things behind why there's this percentage of tipping. People need to understand that we have people that we have to tip out as well.
Yeah,
we're not just keeping it all to ourselves.
If you see more than one person behind the bar, you have to, like, even if you're tipping 20%, you're tipping each. Say there's two of us.
Yeah, we're splitting.
Tipping each of us 10%, really.
At one of my jobs, I have to tip out a bar back. At another job, we're tipping out the host and we're tipping out the bussers. So even though the bussers actually do zero for me at that
for the
one
bar,
job,
I know what you're talking about.
We are tipping out the bussers. I know, Samantha, you tip out the bussers as well.
Yeah.
And then there are some other places.
My bussers who maybe do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. And there are some places.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
When they're not,
if I'm lucky,
out by the dumpsters fucking smoking.
Right.
Like, T-Dog.
So yes, fucking Nate and T-Dog.
So, I mean, and you'll have to tip out anyone from like a bar back to a busser, a host.
Right.
Some places you do tip out the cooks. And so when you're tipping your server, that money is not just for the server. And if you're
it's divvied up.
Who refuses to tip, you actually cost that server money.
Yeah.
And you even should not go out to fucking eat if you refuse to tip.
Even if it wasn't the server's fault that something went wrong, right? The food could have been done wrong or something could have happened. That server then has to go and still tip out their support staff.
Even if they're the ones that shit the bed.
Right.
They still get paid.
Right.
Yeah, there's no note on the receipt saying, sorry, this person didn't leave me a tip because their food took too long or because I was wearing
like
a face mask.
Right. And for me, like, I will never lower the tip based on something that was out of the server's control.
Right.
Right. If my food comes out wrong, it wasn't the server's fault and... You know, and the
Are
server
you sure?
was.
I mean, there is
no,
a chance.
No, no, I'm just saying. In the event that the food comes out wrong, it wasn't the server's fault, or the food runner, or you know, it was someone else's fault. But the server stayed, you know, amazing to me.
Right.
I'm going to keep that tip up and maybe even higher than, you know,
I fucked up before than it would have been. And turned it around.
Right.
And I know, like, we've talked about this behind the bar, good cop, bad cop. I'm usually the bad cop, but it's like, it can be done. You know, like somebody kind of fucks up and then somebody else comes in and smooths it over.
Right.
It's a team fucking effort. Like, and that's what you're really tipping on. And I think the moral of the story here is give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
And especially now, shit is very difficult right now. So.
Now, bringing up another point is I work one of my jobs in a club. So a lot of people ask, you know, how much do I tip in a club? Right. It's not the same kind of service.
Well, if you're not eating food, you're not eating food. Different.
It's we don't have a bar that has seats. It's you walk up, you get your drink, you walk away.
In that instance, I think a dollar per drink is acceptable. That's the way I was kind of brought up in the game, you know? Like,
yeah. And I mean, again, depending on the price of the drink, depending on the level of service that you receive, then yeah, I mean, minimally.
Yeah.
A dollar a drink.
Yeah.
And I've certainly received less.
Oh, absolutely.
But I'm saying like minimally a dollar a drink. Like if I, like honestly, if I go up and I get a beer and maybe that beer was, you know, $4, $5, $6, I'm not only leaving a dollar.
I will leave a dollar.
I want the better attention next time.
Well, and that's like not everybody understands that.
No, but everybody should understand
that. Right. You're right.
So there's a bartender named Dan Seitz. And I watched, he's from Kansas City, and I watched an interview with him on TV a while back. And he said, I remember two kinds of people, those who tip and those who don't.
Yep. Yep. All I'm going to say is don't just drop change on the fucking bar. There's no polite way to do that.
Don't splash the pot.
Don't splash the pot.
And I know we're going a little over on time, but I'm going to say two things. Number one, earlier you said something about if you go out, you should be tipping, or you said something along the lines of
you can't afford to tip.
You can't afford to. Yeah, that's exactly correct. If you cannot afford to factor a tip into your meal, then don't go out, because honestly, our $8.98 per hour doesn't pay our bills. Your tip does.
It just goes straight to the government.
Right. And then number two, in the club that you work in, Brad, you have a lot of drinks that you have to know. I've worked behind your bar a couple of times and I've had to quickly learn a good chunk of recipes, you know, 15 different recipes, because this club has 15 different types of cocktails. And so while I've watched a lot of people at your club as a guest and as a bartender, not tip at all on a $30 tab, just leave zero because you're at a club and whatever, or you're popping bottles. What customers need to understand is that there is drink knowledge in your job. You have to know how to make these drinks.
Well,
so
the fact that you're able to learn these recipes in real time just speaks to your ability as a bartender. I understand that. Brad understands that. The layman may not.
They don't.
And we talked about this common knowledge.
And I think the younger generation, it's like no big deal to them. It's like, well, whatever, I don't have to tip. And it's like, no, actually.
You do. And
you do.
When you come back to that same bar, because you will need another drink again, I'm going to fucking remember that you stiffed me last time I made you a cocktail. Right. And I'm not going to prioritize you.
Anyways. Right.
And just two quick things. The call back to episode one, we actually talked about that every bartender is going to know at least 100 recipes.
Right. Right?
Including the recipes for the place where they work. And then everything else under the sun that someone just, you know, comes in and orders a star fucker or whatever the hell it is. And then if you don't tip, it does cost me personally money, because I'm still tipping someone out on what you didn't tip, because it's going to be based on my sales.
Again, there is no note that I get to leave on my barback's receipt of, I'm so sorry, this customer didn't like my mask, so they didn't tip me, so I don't get to tip you.
Right. And while we make a certain hourly, it's certainly not enough.
No.
And then we definitely, you know,
That's why tips are a thing. We all know that
the best tipper is going to get prioritized, and they're usually the ones that are actually spending a whole shitload of money anyway.
If you drop $100, you're my guy. Yeah. I got you. No matter what, like, I will fucking make
your
sure
priority.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
All right. Well, we went a little over, but you know,
it's a big topic.
We'll revisit this topic.
It's a big topic. Yeah,
this will come up a lot.
We'll talk about it again.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for everyone to listening to this half shot, and we will see you again in the next episode and the next half shot.